got you tuned in on Fresh FM 102.9 on this beautiful, beautiful Wednesday. Now, I did mention today is World Autism Awareness Day, and this month is essentially Autism Awareness Month. And for Fresh Health today, we are going to be talking about autism, what it is, and the different, that is, misconceptions around it, and how we can better help and be allies with reference to, that is, autism. Now, joining me in studio right now is Hannah. Hi, Hannah. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. And you?
I am great. Good to see you. How's the day so far?
It's been busy, but good.
Yeah. Now, today we're celebrating, that is, World Autism Awareness Day, and you're someone with autism as well.
I am, yes.
Yes. Now, I'd like to dive into that. Now, can you tell us a bit about your journey, that is, as someone with autism, and what led you to become a teacher?
Okay. Well, to start off, I need to start at the beginning. Growing up, I was always seen as someone who was quiet and shy,
yeah,
and lacking confidence. At when I was in my teens, I was diagnosed with severe social anxiety,
mm-hmm,
and it was only during my teaching career working with neurodiverse students and students with learning difficulties that I started to piece my experiences with that,
yeah,
and started to wonder if I was on the spectrum. And I was officially diagnosed 2 years ago at the age of 31.
Yes. Now, being someone with autism, how has this influenced, you know, your approach to teaching and also working with students, that is, in special ed as well?
So I connect well with children. I always felt, because of I was always shy and anxious, I rarely work best with them, and I also have a strong connection, and my observation skills makes it easier, and the connection is the most important part.
Exactly. Now, with a lot of illnesses as well as autism specifically, there's a lot of misconceptions because a lot of people don't understand everything, and some people shy away from trying to understand. They just make narratives in their head, you know. So what are the most common misconceptions people have about autism that you would really like to correct?
Okay, the first thing is that it is a lifelong condition. It's not something that you are diagnosed with as a child and then you grow out of it. It continues.
Yeah.
It's not a one size fits all with autism. It's a spectrum. So mm-hmm. you get people who are very low functioning and people who are very high functioning.
Okay. That's quite interesting, actually. Today we're celebrating World Autism Awareness Day, and we're celebrating it for the whole month as well, and essentially diving into awareness. And what does Autism Awareness Month essentially mean to you?
So it's celebrating the positive aspects of autism as opposed to the negative. It's there are so many successful autistic people,
yeah,
around, and it's something that needs to be accepted and embraced,
yes,
not cured.
Exactly. I like that. You said accepted, embraced, not cured. Now, being a teacher, you know, working in special ed, how can schools create a more inclusive environment for autistic students as well as teachers?
I think it's very important to have quiet rooms where you can go if you're overstimulated and you need to just get regulated again.
Mm-hmm.
You need to listen to their needs. It's very important because they're the ones that know themselves the best.
Yes.
Instructions need to be clear and simple, and you must just allow time for change. It takes a long time to adjust,
yes,
to new environments.
Exactly. And I'm a firm believer in blessings in disguise. And I would like to know some of the unique strengths, and that's strength and positive attributes that come with having autism. And how can schools better support autistic individuals in using particular strengths to thrive in the academic area?
Well, some of them, there's quite a few, a very good memory.
Mm-hmm.
They tend to fixate on one particular interest.
Yeah.
There's deep focus and reliability, honesty, huge good observation skills. And I think once those positive strengths and attributes have been identified, then it's up to the teacher to acknowledge and enforce the strengths within the school environment and give the teacher an opportunity to make her students shine.
Yes.
So, yeah, using their strengths as opposed to things they struggle with.
Exactly. Now, we were speaking off air, and you did mention that holistically you've been teaching for about 11 years. And at Windhoek International School, you're also dealing with special ed as well. And You're organizing an event that is at the Vindhya International School. Can you tell us more about this particular event and what exactly you'd like to achieve with reference to this event?
Okay, so this whole week, actually, it's Neurodiversity Week, and we made sure that it collided with autism awareness.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just to embrace everyone's unique brains, and it's something that should be celebrated and shouldn't be associated with any positive terms or negative terms, but not neutral.
Yes, true. I do agree 100%. Now, looking at parents that have kids that are having autism at this point in time, what role can parents play in fostering, you know, a greater, that is, you know, autism acceptance as well as understanding? Now, this could also go down to teachers and students as well.
Okay, well, the parents should share some information, advocate for resources, and encourage open discussions. Teachers need to seek training, create inclusive classrooms, and educate students. Mm-hmm. And students need to support autistic peers through kindness.
Yes. Yeah. Now, with reference to that, are there any specific strategies or tools that have helped you navigate life as an autistic individual that you would like to recommend, you know, to others, be it parents, be it students, be it people that have autism as well? Are there any strategies that you found that you would like to share to other people?
I find you need to be kind and patient with yourself. It's not a straightforward journey. You go up and down. Mm-hmm. Breathing techniques and mindfulness is a good way to reduce that stress. Surrounding yourself with positive people who get you is also very important, as well as adjusting your demands depending on what day, how you're feeling that particular day.
Exactly. We had a conversation, I think, earlier last week, where we talked about how 100% doesn't look the same every day. Sometimes 100% is technically 70, but it's the 100% that you can give as well. Now, what message would you like to share with people who may not fully understand autism?
And they should educate themselves, listen to the autistic voices, and promote inclusion.
Exactly.
And don't just assume the worst.
True. Actually, that's true. I like that one. And finally, before I let you go, how can people be better allies and better support people, that is with basically people with autism in their daily lives? I think a lot of people don't really know everything about autism, but how can we support and how can we better be better for people that have autism?
I think the awareness is important. Ask questions.
Yes.
And go to the autistic or neurodiverse individual directly, because as I say, they know themselves the best.
Exactly. And with that said, thank you so much. Now, this one is off script. I would like to ask you a quick question with reference to the breathing techniques. Now, you did mention the breathing techniques with reference to, you know, autistic individuals and how they can, you know, better adjust to their situation. Can you show me one of those breathing techniques, if that's possible?
Yeah, so deep breath in, and then hold it, and then breathe out.
Yes. Ah, that feels nice. And with that said, Hannah, thank you so much for joining me in studio. It's an honor and a privilege to talk to you. Have yourself a fantastic World Autism Awareness Day, as well as an Autism Awareness Month as well.
Thank you, and thanks for this opportunity.
Thanks, anytime, anywhere.